Now, over the past few weeks, I've been playing a few tracks off a new album by the Dulcet Tones, due to be released next month. And that song, Not Your Type, was one of those tracks. So I'm really pleased today to be joined by the band's lead singer-songwriter and rhythm guitarist, Lee Prober. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Lee.
How you doing, Scott? It's nice to be here.
Well, should I say, actually, it's welcome back, isn't it? Because I think you've been here before, but not in this building.
It is, yeah. We've almost gone full circle because we've done our first live performance somewhere up the road at Phoenix when it first started.
Well. So that's about 9 years ago.
It was, yeah.
Well, great track, by the way. And come on, tell us a bit about the band. When and how did you get together and where you're based?
Well, we're based all around. We live all in different places, but we kind of started around the Malden area. We got James Bacon on drums, Keith Jackson on lead guitar.
Yep.
He also does some backing vocals, and Ross Whitefield on bass and backing vocals.
And how would you describe your music? Do you base it on any particular artist or style?
Well, we've all got different interests, really. Personally, I like a lot of kind of 60s hippie kind of music. I like The Who and The Beatles. And then, like, Keith likes his hard rock. He likes Metallica. And I think Ross likes, like, Chili Peppers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And James is a little bit similar to me, but we've all got different tastes, really.
Now, it's all rather sad because this new album, by the way, what's it called? Songs for Song's Sake?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a kind of swan song for you, isn't it?
It is. It's the last album for us. It's kind of a farewell record, really.
Yeah.
Part of the reason for doing this is to get people along to our album launch at Mill Beach on the 15th of November. To just say goodbye to everyone, really, that's supported us over the years, and have a big kind of send-off celebration.
Now, as you say, you've been playing for the last 9 years, so what have you been doing in that period?
I think this is the fifth album.
Incidentally, that isn't percussion in the background. That's young Edward. He's playing with his toys.
I'm multitasking right now.
Yes, I know the feeling.
I think this is our fifth record. You could say six because it's a double album.
Yeah.
But so we've been busy making all those, which I'm really proud of. Especially this last one, because it's homegrown and it's really organic, because we've done it all in-house. Ross, our bass player, engineered and recorded it all, and Keith mastered it, and obviously I wrote the songs.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank my band members for all the hard work they've put into that record.
But apart from that, apart from making these albums, you've also been playing around the country, haven't you, and supporting quite a lot of well-known bands.
Oh, yeah. we supported a band called Wheatus. It was quite a while ago now.
Yeah.
But that was our highlight, really, because we went around the UK and done a tour. We ended up going to south of France as well to record, and we've played with quite a few signed bands in the past. A lot of them slip my memory now, but Feeder was another one. It's all been good fun, you know.
Now, as you were saying, that you write a lot of the material. So when you're doing that, do you start with the tune or the lyrics first? How do you do it, or is it different every time?
I write lyrics separately. So when I do come up with a melody, I've got some words to choose from.
Right.
So I've got something to sing. So it's normally a separate thing, lyrics and music, and then I put them together.
You just pull it all together.
Now,
of course, there's so much music out there these days. It must be very difficult to inadvertently copy something someone else has already written. And I'm thinking more of the tune than the lyrics. How do you avoid that?
Well, you can't, you know, 100%. It's always, we draw influence all the time. My girlfriend Amy always teases me about that one you just played, because she always goes, bop, da, na, boom, bop, dim, na, na, you know, the Hanson song.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do sound like other things, but you just try and make them your own. And you just do it from the heart, and it doesn't matter if it sounds like anything else, because you know that you're pleased with it and it's true, you know.
Well, why don't we hear another track off the album? What's this one called?
This one's called The Warmth Outside the Winter.
And is there a story behind it?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, this is a song about that special person that when it's cold outside, you've got somewhere warm to go.
Right. Well, let's give it a plate now. There we are, another track off the double album coming out next month, about 2 or 3 weeks' time, which is, of course, Songs for Song's Sake with the Dulcet Tones. This is, you're going to have a launch party for this, are you not, Lee?
We are, yeah.
When is that and where?
It's 15th of November at Mill Beach on Goldhanger Road, which is out Malden Way, Haybridge Way.
Mm. And can anyone go along?
Yeah, it's open invitation. Wow. For anybody that's ever heard the band or had anything to do with the band, we'd really like you to come and say goodbye, really.
Seems reasonable to me. Now, look, thanks very much for coming in today and talking with us here at Phoenix FM. Good luck with the new album. But before you go, we've got another track off the album here. And you've got a problem there?
Yeah, no, sorry, I just wanted to mention one other thing. There's a charity CD for a guy called Reese Hawley, who needs a drug imported from the States. It costs £2,000 a week, and the NHS won't fund it. So, I want everyone to go to the Facebook page. So they can find it under CD for Reese Hawley, and get that CD, because all the all the donations will go towards his treatment, keeping him alive, and it's really important. It's also a show that's going to be held at the Edge in Basildon High Street. But that is strictly invite only. But,
all right.
But there'll be guests there from the CD.
Now, you say it's CD for Rhys Hawley. How are you spelling Hawley?
H-A-W-L-E-Y.
That's all right, I've got it right, just to make sure.
Yeah.
But now, this particular song, All These Wasted Years, I thought that was actually something to do with Rhys. Is that
yeah,
not
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's going on the charity CD, along with... There's loads of other big bands on there.
Yeah.
One of them's members of Guns N' Roses.
Oh, crikey.
Which is pretty good going. I don't know how they pulled that one, but...
Now, is the track All These Wasted Years, is there a story behind that, or is it just to do with... just for Rhys?
No, it wasn't written... I didn't know about Rhys's story. I was just asked to donate a song, and I chose this one because it's kind of looking back on your life and summing things up.
I think we can all do that. Yeah. Well, this I have to say, this of the tracks that I've heard, this is my particular favourite, and I think everybody's going to enjoy this one. It's a great one, and you'd like to introduce it?
Yeah, sure. This is All These Wasted Years from that fantastic band Dulcet Tones.
Oh, wonderful.